Flaherty here. That's the sound of a big 22-foot refrigerated box truck with the iconic carrot on the side. This is the Local Hero Report with Phil Corman, Executive Director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. And our guest and owner of the big truck in question, Andy Myers, founder of Myers Produce, that connects organic farmers throughout Vermont and Western Mass with wholesalers in New York and Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk about a gap here. I mean, you found a gap and you found a way to fill it, right?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Farmers can't be viable unless they have a way of selling their harvest. And Annie jumped in with this, and we've been trying to help her in every way we can.
I started mostly working in food businesses in New York. I grew up there and I went to college there. Worked for a cheese shop and a butcher shop, and then most importantly, a restaurant where I was helping them to source from local farms, and kind of saw at that point how hard it was for a restaurant to source locally, even if they were doing everything they could. From there, I went off and was working on farms in Pennsylvania and then moved up to Vermont. Basically saw that disconnect from the other side. The farm in Vermont where I was working, I sort of felt like I knew the people in the city looking for the food, and I knew the farmers in Vermont growing the food, and that I was sort of in a good spot to be able to connect them.
Been a lot written about you. And talk about a local hero, I'll tell you. I guess the biggest problem that you saw and others saw was with organic vegetable farms. They grow more food that they can actually sell locally.
That was true for many farms that I knew of. The population where they were located wasn't big enough to consume all the food that they were able to grow.
How did you find this truck, and how did it develop? I know you got a bunch of them now.
Right? Yeah. Well, we started as a van.
That's not going to hold very much.
It was a lot of driving for a little bit of food. We originally bought a truck the first year. I mean, it was a huge step. You know, the business has just grown, and over time, that number of trucks has grown with it.
Your clients just rave about your reliability. That's their lifeblood. I mean, you've got to be there.
It's true. We have our own mission, but we also have always kind of started off with the kind of core important things that our kind of a company needs to do well, which is communication and reliability.
I can get my head around like interacting with farmers in more rural places. Then when I hit the cities, it's sort of where I hit the wall. Like the idea that, oh no, this is a one-way street. It wasn't indicated. There's no double parking here.
The driving in New York is easily a very challenging part of what we do. A lot of people have it in their minds that driving in New York is more intimidating than it actually is, I think. Most of the folks we have that are doing deliveries in New York live in New York. It's one of the challenges for farmers. They might be able to imagine driving in there, but it's unfamiliar territory. And I think it is a benefit of what we do to have folks who are familiar with each area that we're in.
And do you sometimes deliver really early in the morning in the cities?
Definitely. We have our little windows when we need to get in and out of the city. All of our deliveries are in the morning.
When I drove a truck as a younger fellow, I drove a pretty big truck, and I couldn't bring myself to put that thing in reverse. So I would park on a street and then schlep the stuff, you know, over my shoulder three blocks rather than put it in reverse and back down some alley. So, yeah, trucking is not easy. Talk about the nuts and bolts of this. So you purchase the products from local farmers, and then you sell it for a markup. Isn't that how it works?
That's most of what we do. We also do shipping for certain farmers. So they'll have a customer of their own, and they'll just ask if we can deliver it. So we're in that case, we're not buying the food, but we're picking it up and taking it to their customer.
It's always organic, or mostly organic.
Mostly organic.
Mostly organic. And it's within this food shed of Vermont, Western Mass, New York.
Everything that we purchase is produced in the Northeast. That's unusual about what we do, and we also aren't keeping an inventory of most items. Larger distributors will generally order pallets of a time at a time of a given item and then work through selling it. We are not ordering product until it's been ordered from us, and that makes a big difference in terms of the quality of what we deliver.
So things have got to be pretty precise.
Yeah, but what that also means is we don't waste much. I mean, we're rarely tossing the last five cases of kale. You know, it's just not part of what we do.
Pretty unique clients, too. I remember reading about you actually taking big drums of maple syrup.
Mm-hmm. We do have a variety of clients. We work with a lot of retail stores in the city, as well as restaurants, online grocers.
So how many farms overall, what might you say, and how many clients are you delivering to?
We are working with consistently about 50 farms all year. Our vendor list altogether is more like 150, but we're delivering to probably 100 customers every week, but not everybody orders every week, so it's more like 300 altogether.
Our local hero this week is Annie Myers, the founder and owner of Myers Produce. As a young person yourself, are there roles for young people in agriculture?
You know, our particular industry, as far as trucking, is one in which a lot of young people don't think of it as an industry where there's space for young people, or if your interest is in agriculture, people don't necessarily think of trucking. If you look at our team, it's a lot of young folks who really care about what we're doing and who are engaged with supporting agriculture in the Northeast. It's an alternative to outdoor farm work, which I think a lot of young people also who are interested in this world are interested in finding.
Are you still hands-on? Or are you backing off now, more in the office?
I am less and less hands-on. I'm very involved in the day-to-day, but it's one of the things that's unusual about us is having bases in Northern Vermont and Western Mass and in New York. As the kind of manager who lives in Northern Vermont, have my hands on less things as they make their way south.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in, Annie. And we have to get the truck thing going here. This probably sounds a little smoother than the truck.
It's not too far off.
Good. This has been our Local Hero Report with Phil Corman, the Executive Director for CESA, and Annie Myers, the owner and founder of Myers Produce. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Phil. BuyLocalFood.org.
Thank you. Yeah.